Two senior partners at Arthur Andersen have been appointed to head the struggling firm temporarily. They will replace Joseph Baradino, who resigned 3 days ago because of his company's role in the Enron scandal. The appointments were announced today by former Federal Reserve Chief Paul Volcker, who's heading a panel overseeing the firm's restructuring. Volcker said today that he believes Andersen can survive as a smaller entity if U.S. officials will drop the current criminal charges against the firm. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Ever since its indictment on obstruction of justice charges 2 weeks ago, time has appeared to be running out for Arthur Andersen. Nearly every day, more clients defect to other auditing firms, and some of Andersen's foreign affiliates have taken steps to break away from the firm. But Andersen officials have strived to persuade law enforcement and the public that the firm can stay in business. Today, senior partners Larry Rieger and C.E. Andrews were named to head a transition team to lead the firm. They'll oversee U.S. operations. Despite the recent blows it's taken, Andrew said the firm remains viable.
You read about, obviously, the losses of our clients, but there are an enormous number of clients that remain committed to us, and that will be the foundation off of which we're able to build this firm going forward. We will be successful at this, and we welcome the challenge.
But long-term, Andersen's future is lined with question marks. Those overseeing the firms have placed their hopes in a plan released last week by former Fed Chief Volcker. Under the plan, Andersen would revert to an auditing firm only, giving up unrelated businesses such as consulting and tax work. Critics have charged that doing both auditing and consulting opens up big accounting firms such as Andersen to conflicts of interest, and Volcker said the new structure would eliminate that conflict.
The whole guts of this have been that we have an opportunity here, that out of difficulty, out of extreme strains, extreme pressures, we have an opportunity to make progress and make reforms that otherwise might not have been possible.
But Volcker says the plan can only succeed if U.S. officials agree to drop the charges against the firm.
Seems to me there must be a strong common interest in the basic objectives here, and I think it requires some accommodation there.
But efforts to negotiate a settlement have had no apparent success, at least so far. Many Andersen partners have said they don't want the firm to plead guilty to the charges, and the Justice Department seems opposed to letting the firm off too easily. Even after the indictment 2 weeks ago, prosecutors have continued to bring witnesses before a grand jury in an effort to draw out more evidence, and they have also reportedly sought the testimony of former senior partner David Duncan, who was fired for shredding documents related to Enron. The longer the case drags on, the more uncertain Andersen's future will appear. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.